Welcome, gamer. You're listening to Gamerhead Radio. I am Calypso, and you shall now be entertained.
Thank you very much for that, Calypso, and welcome everybody to the program. I'm Paranormal Video Gamer, and we are going to talk today about a film that's going to be coming out in June that I am very worried about. That film, which I don't talk very often about films in general here on the podcast, but this particular film I want to talk about because I feel that I have concerns, and I'm going to go into a little bit of a story about my experience with writing a script for this particular film series. That film that is coming out in June is called The Crow, and for those of you who do not know The Crow is a fantastic movie. The first one and the third one are definitely my favorites. The second and fourth ones are my least favorite of the series. First one, Brandon Lee, just simply incredible performance and actor. And Brandon ended up dying while filming The Crow. So it was kind of like his final film, but also his most important film of his life, because he literally died filming The Crow. And it is by far one of the best films I have ever seen in my life. With that being said, the second film came out after Brandon's unfortunate passing, and I thought it was a disaster from the moment I saw it. Vincent Perez did a fantastic job, but I just think the ending and how it kind of ended, and I'm not going to spoil it, any of the films, I just didn't like that particular film. And then the third film came out, and I thought Eric, I believe it's Mabius? I think that's how you pronounce his last name, Eric Mabius. I think his performance was damn good for what it was. It was not a high-end budget film, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself, even though some of the film was a little weak in certain points. I actually enjoyed watching that film, and I thought it was one of the better ones. Out of the three films, again, the first and third ones are, I think, the strongest. And then Wicked Prayer came out, and it was a complete and utter shock that they would not only cast Edward Furlong as a new Crow, but just the whole thing was just a disappointment from beginning to end, and I hated it. To this day, I watched it one time, and I've never watched it again. It to me, it was that disappointing, and I probably will never watch Wicked Prayer ever again. Even if it's on a DVD or a Blu-ray collection, and you get, you know, all four films for a certain price, I will never watch it because I hated the film that much. And it wasn't even the actors that were in it, except for, with the exception of Edward Furlong, which I think his acting was just terrible. But again, my opinion, I just thought that the whole movie was just trash. Like, the story, the concept, the characters, the majority of characters. There was two characters that I didn't mind so much, but it was bad. It was really bad. So I had little to no hope that they would ever release a Crow film in my lifetime. I was thinking that they're probably going to, you know, have a Crow film 20 years from now, 30 years from now. So you can imagine my surprise when there was rumors back in 2005, I'm going to say 2007, something like that, where they were talking about Jason Momoa, who is Aquaman, obviously, coming back and actually doing a Crow film, and then finding out he dropped out of the project, and there's a whole bunch of people that dropped out of a new Crow film. And then you can imagine my surprise when, you know, I found out that the guy that played Pennywise in the remake of the Thing? No, the remake of Pennywise. I can't remember it. There we go. Sorry. Had a little bit of a brain fart. But the remake of It was actually quite good, and I really enjoyed both of those particular films, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. I liked Chapter 1 a heck of a lot more than I liked Chapter 2. I think it would have benefited if they just had both chapters in one movie, but it is what it is. And I was very impressed by the guy that, and I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce his name, so, but I was very impressed with his performance, and I thought he did a damn good job playing as Pennywise, considering, you know, Tim Curry's rendition of it. I thought he was on point and just incredible. So you can imagine my surprise when it was announced that he was going to come and play a new Crow character. And I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. That's going to be very interesting. And then the news came out a couple months later that they were redoing the Crow, the very first Crow, Brandon Lee's Crow. And he was going to play as Eric Draven, and my heart just dropped. Because Brandon Lee is such an iconic character and actor and a dude that died for a film. How can you respectfully do a film that has a character that this man died for, literally, for that film? I just thought it was disrespectful. And I still think it's disrespectful, not just to Brandon Lee's legacy, but to that film, to his family. I mean, this guy died for this film, and they decide, oh, I'm going to redo the whole story. And then finding out from multiple sources that they didn't even use the original script from The Crow. They didn't use any of the characters. They didn't use any of the assets, like the story. The only two characters they kept were Eric and Shelley. And from what I understood, maybe the police officer. But none of the other characters, like Fun Boy and whatnot, are going to be in this script. And that depresses me quite a bit. It makes me feel like the level of disrespect is just beyond anything that I can think of, you know? So here's my thoughts on the whole thing, and my next thing here, I'm going to talk about the script that I wrote and actually sent to the owner at the time, which was Miramax. I don't know if they still own it, but so I just think that, again, it's disrespectful to, first off, Brandon Lee and that character, Eric Draven, because he's just iconic in that character role. And I apologize if you guys hear a lot of noise in my background. There's people working as I'm talking here at work. I'm actually on my break, but so the character he put his heart and soul into, and I kind of feel like this is just so sad that they would do this to that character and that love that he had for the script, and to not continue where the script was or those characters is just disappointing overall. I understand the guy from It, you know, did a fantastic performance, you know, but even if you replace a character or you use an actor that's fantastic, it doesn't guarantee that he's going to be, like, the best character in the world. And he's going to play that part to the best of his ability. I don't think that this film is going to do very good. I have a sneaking suspicion this film is going to bomb at the box office. Just based on what has been released, the screenshots, people are talking that it's basically Jared Leto's Joker, which, again, I can see, you know, what people are talking about with the makeup job that they did, and that does not bother me. The makeup, redoing a makeup of a character is perfectly fine. The problem is doing that exact character. They could have done a completely different character and been perfectly fine. They didn't do that, though. They decided that they were going to remake Brandon Lee's character and screw everybody else. So I disagree with them on that aspect. With that being said, a long time ago, back before pre-production of this particular film started, when they were still talking about making a Crow film, I submitted a script. And my script idea, and I hope they didn't use any of my idea and then not give me any credit for it. So my idea was pretty much this. My idea was an older gentleman who is in his 60s. You see in the story that he is letting his son get married to his future daughter-in-law. And they're inside the church of the place they're getting married. And a group of mafia people from New York bust into the church. And you find out during the story that he had basically borrowed money from the mafia to start a business. And he had not paid them a lot of money. And the mafia came to the church after finding out what was going on and wanted to collect. He'd been paying for the wedding and all that other stuff. And they wanted to collect the money. He didn't have the money. And he tried to explain to them, look, I will pay you. I have no problem paying you guys. But I need time to do so. I'm paying for my son, you know, and his my daughter-in-law's wedding. And after that, I was going to start making payments to you guys. Because they gave him a certain amount of time. And it was not the time that he was due to make a payment to this organization. Now, I'm saying mob because it's kind of like a New York style mob where you owe money and they want their money at a certain point. Well, what was agreed to is not being honored. The boss for the mob pretty much has decided that he wants to collect payment to send a message to anybody else that if you borrow money and we want the money, we're going to come after you. So there's 15, 20 guys that show up to this wedding that are uninvited guests. And the father-in-law is put in a situation where he tells them, just wait till after the wedding and then we'll talk. And this leader from the mob that has been selected pretty much tells him, okay, we're going to wait. And the leader from the mob gets a phone call from the high-up gentleman stating that, well, we have to send a message, so right after the ceremony, I want you to kill this old guy in front of the family or his kids. Send a clear message. And so right after the ceremony, the wedding goes through. Everything is perfect. And then right afterwards, all hell breaks loose at the ceremony. And these guys pretty much kill most of the church guests. They shoot them with guns, machine guns. Some of them are butchered with machetes and knives. And the son-in-law goes to try to save his father. Or not the son-in-law, I apologize. The son goes to save his father and gets shot in the chest with a shotgun. Dies instantly. And this daughter-in-law starts crying over the body. She just lost her husband. And the father-in-law is, you know, very upset that, you know, this man is telling him, I told you guys that I would pay you. Why did you kill my son? And they beat the crap out of this guy. And he basically gets beat up to the point where he's almost dead. And as a way of punishing him, they take the daughter-in-law right in front of him, and each and every man that is there in the church that is in the gang rapes this woman multiple times, and they do it right in front of him multiple times. And then when he thinks that they're going to leave, one of them comes out and chops her head off right in front of him, and he's stunned. I mean, this guy has just lost both his son and his daughter-in-law. And then you find out that she was pregnant. And the father knew that she was pregnant. The son did not know she was pregnant. And that's when the leader says, well, you should have made payment. And then you see them shoot him in the chest and he dies. Fast forward to 6 months later, the leader of the mob ends up killing a bunch more people from this gentleman's family trying to get the money. And because of this, there is a resurrection And on the day of resurrection, this gentleman, the old man, is chosen as a new crow. And I did have a name and everything, but I don't want to put the name of the character. It was not Eric Draven. I want to make that perfectly clear. It was a completely different character that I came up with. I had like four different names that I posted in the script where I said these are the kind of names that I would choose. So he gets resurrected. And when he gets resurrected 6 months later, he finds out that there's a church that believes that if they help out the person that becomes the crow, they get an automatic free pass into heaven. So these members of this church, if they've murdered somebody, if they've raped somebody, if they've assaulted somebody, if they've done some horrible crime, as long as they repent in the religion and they help out the crow and they give their life helping out this person that has been selected as a crow, they get a free pass directly into heaven. There's no waiting. They don't go to hell. It's kind of like a redemption type of thing. And he learns the history of the actual crow, that the very first crow was Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus was resurrected. He was resurrected after he was killed, and God gave the power of resurrection to the crow in order to kind of give an advantage to those people that have died. To give people a chance to get vengeance, an eye for an eye, an ear for an ear, that kind of mentality. And that's what happens. Jesus Christ is resurrected, and instead of, in the history, you find out that instead of Jesus killing people, because that was never his thing, he decides that he is going to use his resurrection to teach people how to live life and not be bad and stay on the path of righteousness and good. And that's where he learns about the resurrection of Jesus. And long story short, after he learns all this, he gets vengeance on all the people that killed him and his son-in-law and daughter. And then he thinks that he's killed the last person. And what happens is the person that he thinks he's killed gets thrown out of a window, hits a dumpster, and he looks down on a window and sees him lying on the ground with a pool of blood, and he thinks, oh, okay, he's dead. Goes back to his son's grave and a daughter-in-law's grave and is standing there and then kneels down and says, I can't wait to join you in heaven. And then as he says that, his head explodes and blood and tissue and brain matter go all over the place. And then all of a sudden, you see the gentleman that was the very last guy. He's standing behind the gentleman with the shotgun. And you see the smoke rising from the shotgun. And all of a sudden, he's crying. He spits on him. He says, I hope you burn in hell. And then all of a sudden, you see the ground start to shake and move. And then you realize that there's another crow about to be born. And the leader from the original church, he also passes away in the film. And then you see his son come out to the graveyard. And he's waiting by the grave as this new crow is about to be born. And something shocking happens. You see one hand come out of the man's grave, the son's grave. And then a couple seconds later, you see another hand come out from the daughter's grave. So you're actually seeing two crows be born. Or resurrected at the same time. So my idea was pretty much have two people instead of one person becoming resurrected by the power of the crow, which completely changes the dynamic of the next film. And that was my idea for the script. And it was turned down by the copyright owner of the film because they said my view, according to the information and letter I got, it was too religious. And people are going to basically protest the film the whole time, saying that you can't do that to Catholic or Christian faith. And I said, we don't know exactly what Catholic and Christian faith is based off of 100%. Yes, we know Jesus Christ and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, that happened a long time ago. How much of that is actually historically accurate? We don't know. And I said, that's where my take comes from. How much information is actually accurate? And I was told that The guy that actually designed the original Crow, James O'Bare, looked at my script and loved the idea. Thought it was a great idea for a new film. Now, I don't know if that's accurate or true, but that's what I was told. And I hope he liked the idea. And maybe he's listening to this particular podcast. If he is, that's kind of cool. But that was my idea for a Crow film. And I hope they didn't use any of my idea, because then, you know, I'm going to have to share this and let them know, hey, you know, you guys kind of copied my idea a little bit that I wrote back in 2000, and I think it was 2003, 2004, somewhere around that time frame. It was way before they even started production. I sent them the script. So I'm hoping against hope that, again, they did not use my script idea. I had a whole script written up to, like, I made a script of the beginning, the middle, and then I kind of skipped a little bit, and I said, this is how I want the ending to go. I said, I will gladly write in all the dialogue if necessary, but this is my idea. And then I sent them a script of a second film, where it left off on the first one that I did, and I said, I have an idea who I want to direct, act, all that kind of stuff. And again, it was rejected. According to them, it was too religious. But I just thought that would be a better idea than Eric Draven coming back from, you know, Resurrection and tarnishing the name of Brandon Lee. So I guess you could say, I'm curious about what your thoughts are. So let me know in the comments. Send your thoughts to me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm all over the place. Paranormal Video Gamer. Please let me know what you think. And I'll see you guys in the next show. I hope you guys enjoyed this particular episode talking about The Crow. And have a good day, everybody. Take care of yourselves, as I always say, and each other. Calypso, if you would.
So you have listened to our broadcast. I thank you for listening. Alexa, execute Order 66. Oh, wait. I am Calypso, not the Emperor.